ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question, a very pertinent question, a question that a lot of people ask. That question is about humility and humbleness. As you know, humbleness is one of the central virtues within Islam. Many hadiths have been narrated regarding it. For example, in one hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "There is no nobility like humbleness," or "The adornment of the noble is humbleness." Zinatu sharif at-tawazu. Or again from Imam Ali, he said, "Humbleness is the alms tax of nobility. At-tawazu'u zakatu sharaf." In any case, the question we want to pose to this, so we've ascertained that nobility is something virtuous within Islam, and you know we've been asked to adopt it. But the question that comes to mind often is this. A lot of people say that, I'm a humble person, I'm not a proud person, but people know that, this person, no, he's not humble, he's kind of proud, and he acts proud. So the question arises, how do we really know if we're humble, if we've acquired this virtue or not? Is there any kind of standard or measure or criteria that we can use to ascertain and determine whether we have really acquired this virtue or not? The answer to this question is yes, there is a certain criteria which have been mentioned in the hadith, in the form of hadith, which can help us ascertain whether we have acquired humbleness or not. By way of example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he mentioned a very good example of this. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about humbleness, and he said, "Humbleness is that you be content to sit in a meeting where it is below your position." This is one of the signs of that you have acquired humbleness. For example, if you, let's say that you go to, a meeting, and instead of, asking you to sit at the head of the meeting, which you feel you deserve to sit at, they say there's no chairs available, and they ask you to sit, at the back of the room. But you don't feel bad about it, You say, "Oh, it's okay." Right? This is a sign that you have, arrived at the virtue of humbleness. Another thing, another criteria that the Imam mentions is that you greet whoever you meet. If you meet a person, you greet him, you say salam to him, you ask about him, you meet him in a friendly way. Even, if you don't like the person, or, you feel that, you're more qualified than the person, or, more educated than the person, or more learned than him. In any case, you greet whoever you meet. This is another sign of humbleness. Finally, the Imam mentioned a very interesting criteria. He said, "And give up dispute, even if you are right." Let's say that you're quarreling about something or arguing about something, a certain subject or, a certain matter with your friend or your colleague at work or, one of your classmates. And you know that you're right, or you feel that you're right, and you know that this person is wrong, right? If you can give up the dispute and stop arguing and say, "Hey, let's forget about it, maybe you're right," then this is another sign that you have arrived at humility and humbleness. These are three criteria, good criteria, that the Imam mentions by means of which we can ascertain whether we have arrived at humility and humbleness or not. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the criteria of humbleness. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.